This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are 7 minutes now from the G-Bag of the day. We'll get you that best audio coming up in just a second. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. Here's the Chief with that afternooner.
Yeah, sir, let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when it is officially postseason time in the association, and your Mavericks get a few days off here. Sunday, they will be tipping off in Los Angeles versus the Clippers, the third episode of the trilogy, and I believe this is the Mavericks' time to take over. Thought this was pretty cool. Most points per game without free throws in 2024. Luka, 27 points per game. Kyrie's third in the sport, 23.5.
Wow.
I love that because you've seen the difference in officiating since the All-Star break and letting them play. And I think that's cool. That only goes up even more really in the postseason. Being a player, and that's the difference between a James Harden and a Luka. You know, one of the differences. He doesn't have to get to the line to affect the game from a point standpoint. He's like, okay, if you're not calling any fouls today, that's fine. Don't put me at the line at all. I'll still give you 27 on average. You know? And Kyrie's the same way. It's like, okay, if we're not getting the calls here, it's fine. We're still good enough to score consistently. And you could go, Luka and Kyrie didn't get to the free throw line at all. And Luka had 27 and Kyrie had 24.
Were you surprised last week when our guests put Kyrie in the top 30 players in the league? Did that seem low to you?
Yes, that absolutely seemed low. I mean, I would say he's right. I think he's a top 10. At worst, you could say he's a top 15 player. There's no way you can get past number 15, but I would say that's a top 10 player for sure, Kyrie.
I mean, I know statistically, like, people are doing more than him, but if I need to bring a guy in to run the team as the point guard, like, I don't know. When you're talking about the top 30 players in the league, you're dealing with guys like Trae Young and where James Harden is now, where Jalen Brunson is now, Jamal Murray, those kind of guys. I think, you know, well inside the top 20, now you're looking at Ja Morant. You're looking at, you know, Paul George. Still not where Kyrie is because his court IQ is so exceptional. His leadership is so exceptional. Understanding how to break down and then just – individually one-on-one, one of the best shooters, one of the best attackers. Like this list I just brought up, USA Today has him 17th, which I guess is better, you know.
Right.
I think he continues to get slighted because of the bumpy road and the way that, you know, his life was perceived there pretty much from the time he won the championship till the time he got to Dallas.
Without Luka, how good of a team is this with Kyrie being that guy?
8 or 9 seed. Yeah, play-in team.
Are they like the Houston Rockets? Are they a 41-41 team? Are they
somewhere between that and
45. Golden State? Are they a Golden State team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think...
Sacramento?
Yeah, I think you'd be talking about in the neighborhood of 500, but probably a touch more. With the way that Kyrie's actually been able to play, you know, like he hasn't been super injured guy and everything.
Right.
He's played a bunch of games this year.
Off the court, excuse me, hadn't got him distracted and all that. Yeah.
So I still think you'd be talking about a play-in team.
Yeah, that's pretty good, would you say? Though, I mean, carry this team.
Yeah, in the West especially, like my goodness.
Yeah.
So looking forward to some Mavericks action. It's going to be awesome, man. This is going to be a great week leading up, but then once the series starts, come Sunday, and it's probably going to be a lot of late nights, I mean, between the Stars and the Mavs postseason-wise, the late nights are going to be there. But for the postseason, let's do it, man. Let's put our bodies on the line. Hey, Grayson Allen, 4-year, $70 million contract extension with the Suns. Did you know that Allen led the league in three-point percentage this season? Because I didn't.
I did not know that. I knew he was pretty good at it.
46%. So kudos to him and congratulations on that. You have
what was he in
14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Boy, you get paid. That's almost $20 million a year to be a role player. What is that, the seventh best player on the team?
Yeah.
Have fun managing the cap.
It's coming off the bench ski.
With role players, you want to get them at mid-level exceptions.
Yeah. Well, hey, here is a couple of things that we need to know. Grade the shoe. We'll start with Luka. Luka and the Jordan brand releasing the Luka 3s. So Carter is throwing that up on the fan cam right now so you can get a little look-see. There's, it looks like there's one other color scheme, kind of like it's a black shoe but with neon greens and purples and stuff. And then you have this the white shoe with the green and sort of the orange or whatever more tropical look. But I think they look pretty good, man. I mean, gosh, those look awesome.
Not bad.
Yeah, good enough for sure.
Good enough. That's a nice clean shoe right there.
That's a clean shoe.
That's a nice clean shoe. My man said good enough.
Yeah.
He just can't do it. He just can't say all nice.
Okay, well, what do you think about Wimby's?
It looks kind of like Easter themed, though.
Yeah. It's all vacation kicks.
Dude, you're killing it on Easter Sunday with those, by the way. You're walking into church going, oh my gosh, bro, this is crazy.
I bet they perform Wimby's really well. Okay.
Wimby's is like super futuristic looking.
The no laces. I like what you're doing here, by the way, with the videos and the webcam. That's crazy. I got to put that thing on to believe it. I don't imagine that staying on or performing.
Yeah, how do you play basketball in that? That thing fly off.
That's going to tear some ankles up,
dude,
right?
These are like AI created.
It looked like they're AI created. Looked like the thing Mort used to sleep in from Mort and Mindy.
Yeah, dude, it was designed by AI. I mean, I don't know exactly what that means.
AI, create a basketball-themed slipper.
AI knows what we want. Yeah, AI is really good at creating what we want.
Lucius was telling us
about
that
alien,
truck, right?
And this looks like an alien. You know what I mean? Okay. Like
it's a UFO?
Yeah.
Throws in the dark?
I don't know if it's a UFO, but it just seems like a shoe you might see aliens wearing.
Yeah. I do know it is time now to head into that Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the best audio for the world of sports. It's your G-Bag of the day.
Yeah. Hey, if people wear Yeezys, they'll definitely wear those right there.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at the shoe. It's ugly as hell. But it still has some type of appeal to it, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I like AI creative things. Let's create more AI. AI know what they're doing.
Let me see. On social this weekend, you posted a picture of a truck.
Yeah.
That truck was...
Oh, that was so beautiful, man.
But it was created AI.
It's supposed to be a box Chevy, like, but the new vibes on it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like a 2024 box Chevy.
Wow. It was a pretty truck.
85 model. Oh, my God. It's so pretty. Yeah. Our winner right here is Mr. Chris Arnold, the two-time Hall of Fame broadcaster, telling us a story about the time, where he was at when O.J. went on this slow, high-speed chase.
Back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing O.J., he's reading this suicide letter that O.J. had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just disappeared. Excuse me, Fritchie freaking appeared.
Wow.
He just disappeared. I'm sounding like LeBron.
Freaking beard.
Freaking beard.
Freaking beard. Excuse me.
That'll save it.
Excuse me. It's freaking beard. Excuse me. Excuse
That's
me.
My bad, guys.
Heck, I didn't even say that.
Oh, man, that is so epic.
Hey! R.I.P. Rico Wade, Dungeon Family. That's a big loss right there. Big loss. Ooh, but you'll be here forever, though. All right, next one right here. Mr. Patrick Reed.
Yes.
You guys are watching the Masters?
Pro golfer, man.
You see himself? He was frustrated.
He's very frustrated.
Okay.
Very toxic.
And apparently he hit a lady with a golf ball, too.
He does that quite a bit.
Listen.
You f***ing suck. God, can you make a good golf swing today? Please. Miss it. Hit it hard. I don't know where it went.
What's his next one? Wait, y'all didn't hear that.
You hit my friend.
At least I hit something. I mean, you hit a farewell day.
You hit my friend Darlene.
Poor Darlene.
No.
Sign a glove, hand it to her, she'll be fine.
So that's him S-talking himself,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on in golf.
Zach,
I don't know. Like, you don't do that. Like, in basketball, you miss a jump shot, you see these guys S-talking themselves?
Nah, not too much. You got to stay in the game. You got to keep shooting, bro. You got to keep shooting.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep your confidence up.
Can't get lost.
It might be his internal voice replaying his dad's comments from his childhood.
Yeah. He's getting nostalgic on himself.
Yeah.
Broadus, what were you getting ready to say there about Mr. Zach Johnson?
Zach Johnson happened to, like, he missed a putt, like, three-putted a green, and fans were kind of cheering for it, and he evidently dropped an F-bomb, and then afterwards he, like, denied it, like, oh, I would never do that. I respect the patrons here. What are you talking about? Kind of thing. He did. He was telling the patrons, excuse me, to F off is what he was doing.
Thank you for that, Broadus.
Yeah.
So that tap in for triple bogey at the 12th.
Yeah, he said it, bro.
He did.
Triple bogey.
What is he thinking? I didn't say that.
They confronted him afterwards in the media availability, and he goes, "Oh, what are you?" He's like surprised that somebody asked him that. He's like, "No, I would never." What are you talking?
Me?
Yeah. And I'm like, "Bro, come on. You dropped an F-bomb on the Patriots there. Don't worry about it."
Wild boy. Yeah. You a wild boy. All right, yesterday was a church day. I hope you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Freddie, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, excuse me, and Reverend Ike. He's no longer with us. He's with God now. I got a follow from Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, look like it's just a fake account.
Oh, no.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, kind of like that Tracy Morgan on that commercial we play. That Febreze commercial?
Yes.
Who's that Tracy Morgan, dog? I don't think that's Tracy Morgan. But anyway, let's go to the Battle of the Bands right here, Mr. Broadus.
Yes.
Which church band is more awesome? We have a keyboard player.
No.
That was just on point. Listen to this.
All right, here we go.
I didn't come to know Jesus until I was 15. But the reason why I share that story with you is because I was at a McDonald's. Oop. And tonight's sermon was on the feeding of the 5,000. It hit me today. I wonder if there was a mama that kept speaking to her son. One day, God's going to greatly use you. And every day he'd go off to school with his little Hebrew Happy Meal.
There we go.
Got him.
Got him. That's awesome. I'm loving it.
Let's go, guys. Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Usually our organists or piano players, they're not paying attention, right?
You got to be paying attention to that pastor at all times.
You got to be paying attention. Yeah,
that
you
don't want to get right there.
You don't want to get yelled at by the pastor for going
absolutely
the wrong direction.
Not.
Yeah.
I've got those clips too.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And we have another pastor right here. He says it's the brains, not the booty, you should be focusing on.
Oh, wow.
All right.
But the organ player was on point the whole time. It's crazy.
You like it. You like it because it looked good. You like it. Pow, 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 pow. She got it going on. You like that. Y'all better stop liking butts and booties and start getting in people's brains. That booty ain't real anyway.
Look at the organ player. That's my cue. Yeah. Did someone say booty?
It's perpetration. It's pretend. It's plastic. It's fluids.
He is wilding. First of all, he is wilding. But he is 100% correct. Yeah. It is plastic. It is fluids. Even some of our favorite rappers might have a nose job. I know he had the fake abs, but he might have a nose job.
Okay, so you already knew about the abs.
Yeah, knew about the abs. Been knowing about the abs. But hey, man, this
dude. So you put the plastic plate under the skin over the fat? You have perma abs?
I don't know what they do, but they draw abs on your belly. Then you have to keep working out to keep them.
Little Photoshop.
Or you're going to have to put on these big old uniforms during your during your concerts to hide that you haven't been working out properly.
Yeah, you can't be sitting there 15, 18% body fat repping the six pack. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
You got to be lean everywhere. If you got the six pack, then you probably got pretty much everything, at least waist up. So you can't be flabby and then all of a sudden here's the outline of the six pack.
It just looks weird.
Yeah.
Blow your cover.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But Drake is battle tested. Say what you want to about it. That boy is battle tested.
Thought he had a great response.
Battle tested, bro.
Good at overcoming.
Say what
versus
you want. Verse all 20 of you. Where you at?
Man.
All right, man. That's it.
Okay. Is it the champ CA? Is it Patrick Reed and Zach Johnson getting toxic over there at the Masters, cussing at people and stuff and each other or in themselves? Is it the keyboard player or the preacher? You got, what do we got? A church combo platter, a Masters combo platter, or the champ? Is that how we're going to do it?
Yes, sir.
Does that work? Okay. I'm voting for the champ CA, Chief. How about you?
Same.
Lucian?
Judge, preach, tabernacle.
2-1, Brian.
Vote for some golf.
By a score of 2-1-1, and still, your G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Chris Arnold from, you know, the Get Right weekend shows here, 105 through the Fan Hall of Fame, legendary broadcaster here in the G-Bag Nation for several years as well. Okay, the corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brian, where are you taking us next?
Yeah, did I get my money from some kids in Austin? And I also have a mock draft I want to talk to you about. We'll do those next.